Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Easter. Can you believe it?
It's Easter. Can you believe it?
Yep. You know how I know it's Easter?
Because we went Easter hunting.
Because you're all here today. That's how I know it's Easter. I want to see you all back next Sunday, and that goes for all of you too.
Even my grandma?
Yes.
But what if she has to work? Okay. All she does is work.
I know she works hard. But it is Easter, and we know it's Easter because the Lord has risen from the dead. Amen? Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Very good. Yes. After church. There you go. After church.
Okay.
Well, you know, we've been talking for 7 weeks now about numbers during Easter, haven't we? We've talked about a lot of different numbers. Now, without looking at my paper, can you guess what today's number might be?
20.
Nope.
First.
8.
Nope.
First.
Nope.
18.
Okay, enough guess.
18.
I'll just tell you.
30.
Today we're going to talk about the number one.
I said one!
Yeah. Now, when we talk about one, we could be talking about a lot of different things having to do with Easter, couldn't we? We could talk about one Jesus. We could talk about one God. We could talk about one resurrection. We could talk about one tomb. We could talk a lot of things about one. But when we talk about one in our daily life, if we say one, it doesn't have a lot of value, does it? If we just have one of something, we don't have a lot, do we?
No.
But, you know, when we talk about one, if we were talking about our spouse, or our moms, or dads, or our kids, or our best friend, if we were to lose that one person, we would lose a lot, wouldn't we? Yeah. And we lost Jesus when he died on the cross, but praise God, he rose from the dead. He is alive. He lives with us. And the one we're going to talk about today is the one thing that he brought us, the one way to heaven. There is only one way to heaven. And the Bible says the one way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Our one way to heaven happened when Jesus rose from the dead, because he died on the cross for all of our sins. And that morning, 3 days after he died, on Easter morning, those Marys that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the number five, they arrived at the tomb to put spices and oils on Jesus' body. And when they got there, the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. And they were scared because they thought somebody had stolen Jesus' body.
Hey, I know how many people are in here. But the angels
came and they told the Marys that Jesus was alive, that he had walked away from that tomb, and they were so very excited that they ran to tell the disciples, and the disciples didn't believe them. A couple of them had to actually go and see for themselves that the tomb was empty. But later that day, Jesus arrived where the disciples were, and he convinced them right away it was him. And they saw him, and they believed that Jesus had risen from the dead, just like he had told them that he would. He conquered sin, our sin, not his. He conquered our sin.
Because
and he took it to the grave.
Because he didn't have sin.
That's right. And when he rose, he made us victorious and gave us our one way to heaven. So, you know, even though we can't see him standing right here in front of us the way the disciples did, and the way Mary's did, we know that we believe that he is right here. We believe, and all we have to do is believe. And they have given us our one way to heaven. So everybody hold up one. Hold up one. Everybody got one? Come on, you can do better than that. Hold up one. Now, when you hold up one finger, which way are you pointing?
Up to heaven.
Up to heaven. So every time we hold up a one, we know that that is our one way to heaven. Right? Our one way to heaven.
Are we going to talk about two?
We might. We never know what we're going to talk about.
Are we going to talk about five?
You hold up a one. That is our one way to heaven. So say one. Everybody say one.
One.
And what is our one way to heaven?
Through God.
Through Jesus. Through Jesus Christ. We believe in Jesus, and we have our one way to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Let's have a word. Everybody bow. Dear Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough for what you did for us. We can only say that we believe in Jesus, that we believe in him in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Lord, we ask you to be with each one of us and show us the way to heaven is one through Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen.